seen they were just great from the get-go. You were facing shots and kind of wonky shots and pucks all over the place. You had to be really sharp right from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, you knew coming in here they're a good team. I mean, it's pretty surprising that team isn't in a playoff spot. That just shows how good that division is. But yeah, they got up and down their lineup. They got really good players. So yeah, I was just I was expecting, you know, a lot of rubber, and that's, you know, what I saw tonight.
What were you really seeing in front of you? What do you think? Where do you think the breakdowns were happening tonight?
Well, you know, I think, you know, it's something we talked about after the game. I mean, it's, you know, we can't put blame on anyone. I mean, I think everyone's trying their hardest. It's just, this is just kind of the cards that have been dealt. And, you know, just for me personally, I just got to worry about just trying as hard as I can and battle as hard as I can. And, you know, that's all I can do. I've given up a lot of goals this year, but, you know, I think my numbers certainly don't define how I play this year. I think, you know, that's definitely one thing. But, you know, it's another tough loss. There's been way too many of them this year. It's been super disappointing, but, you know, I thought I worked hard and battled as hard as I could.
That kind of mental strength, you know, you're always looking at the positives of things. How are you able to, despite seasons like this, both here and when you were up with the big club?
Yeah.
How do you keep your head in the game like that and keep that positive focus?
It's honestly, it's all about my supporting cast. I mean, there's no way I could, you know, go through this alone. You know, starting with Marco here, I mean, he's been, you know, not just a goalie coach, but I also joke with him. He's kind of been a guidance counselor. I mean, he's really kept me positive, because there's been days this year where I've come to the rink and I've been a little growly, but, you know, he seems to kind of get me right back on track. And of course, then my parents too. I mean, they take it just as hard as I do. So it's been. It's been tough. I mean, it's just after every game, it feels like I'm pretty pissed off. But, you know, that's just that's the way it is.
Absolutely. Just to pull focus away from team speak for a little bit, and just your personal season this year. You've had two stints up in the NHL, and this most recent one. What was the big difference for you this time? Did it feel differently? I know you enjoy working with Stefan Waite.
Yeah. No. It's you know, every time I'm up there, I mean, it's just it's such a blast. I mean, I just, you know, it's kind of the, you know, it's the time of my life. I mean, it's playing for the Montreal Canadiens and, you know, playing at the Bell Center and being around those guys. So, you know, I enjoy it. I think, you know, the last stint, there was, you know, two or three games there in a row that were kind of tough. But, you know, it's always just so fun up there. I just, you know, try to soak it all in. And you know, like you touched on Stefan Waite, I mean, it's fun learning with him. And Antti Niemi and Carey Price too, so it's always good.
What do you take from a season that you can build on, even though it's been such a tough year, that you can take into next season?
Well, I mean, hopefully, it shows you how important winning is. I think that's one thing. I mean, after suffering all these losses, it's a ton of adversity, and I'm still alive. I'm still breathing. So. You know, it's only going to make me stronger, and that's what I tell everyone. It's been tough, you know, a lot of tough nights, but yeah, I just it's going to make me stronger. And, you know, next year, you know, you just want to win as much as you can. Don't want to be in this position.
In team perspective, when you're out of the playoff race, how do you keep everybody kind of pulling on the same rope and going
well,
in the same direction?
Yeah, I mean, that's just the thing. I think it's tough for everyone. I mean, you obviously want to be in a playoff spot, and, you know, I think right now guys got to focus on, you know, a lot of them are playing for contracts, so it's not like they can just hang it up. I mean, it's you still got to come to work every day and try as hard as you can, and you know, you're playing hockey for a living. I mean, honestly, what else can you ask for? So yeah, I mean, just, you know, I think everyone just bring the best effort that they can. And at the end of the day, if you try your hardest and still lose, I mean, that's at least you gave it your best shot.
What have you learned about playing in Laval, right in the shadow of Montreal? And a little taste of what that media spotlight and that fan spotlight is like.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, you know, we were fortunate in St. John's. We had a pretty good fan base at the Mile One, and then we come to Laval, and, you know, our crowd this year has been absolutely incredible. And obviously, you know, the media is a different beast than it was in St. John's, but That's all part of it. I think that's what makes Montreal and Quebec such a, you know, such a fun place to play, because they care so much about their hockey, and all the players care too. So, yeah, you just, you know, when the fans show up like that, you want to give them the best.
What did it mean for you to sign that contract?
Yeah, no, it's incredible. I was obviously super excited about it, and you know, I give a ton of credit. I mean, this is such a fun organization to play for, and you know, I just love everything about it. I love the city and the people I'm surrounded by, and you know, the coaches, and you know, obviously a ton of credit. I gotta say it is you know, with my parents. I think they've been there every step of the way, so they were definitely excited too.
I was gonna say they had a great reaction.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I mean, they love it. So. You know, it's always fun to see the hard work pay off.
Taking you back to college days just briefly, Coach Motzko has been in the news.
Yeah.
Between being Ryan Poehling's coach for the last 2 years and now moving over to Gopher Hockey, can you just give me a brief, what was it like playing for him, and what makes him such a great coach?
Yeah, well, he's, you know, St. Cloud was 3 unbelievable years of my life, and Coach Motzko, he's got quite the reputation, and you know, he's just a coach that really knows how to recruit players, and yeah, unfortunately, I won't be able to cheer for him anymore. But I give a ton of credit to him, and I just love the style of hockey that we play. And it was so run and gun and fun to play at St. Cloud. So he's unfortunately going to the dark side, so that's tough to see. But you know, he's a good guy.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Check out.